You know what? To be honest with you, my brain's a little foggy right now. It was a heck of a football game. I know that. Two good football teams that came together and played a great football game. If you are a fan of high school football tonight, you got your money's worth. And, you know, can't do anything except make sure that we give our tip our hats to Coach Ledford and his group of guys. Those kids, it was a great football game by two great football teams. And you know, it's just a shame that one team has to lose it. I am thankful that we were able to win it. But, you know, as I told Eric Stock at the end of the game, I shook his hand, looked him in the eye, and said, first of all, it's a great game. You guys did a tremendous job. I know it stinks losing this game, but just like I told our guys, you know, this one doesn't determine whether or not you have a chance to get into the playoffs. You still got that opportunity. And what the whole bottom line crux of the deal is you want to be playing week 11. So y'all go take care of business, get your tails to week 11. You have the ability. Y'all are a great football team. And, you know, he's a great young man. I was really respectful of the way he handled that situation, of how all of our kids did that. It was just a fun night here on the Boneyard, man.
Well, speaking of Eric Stock, he came out right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate, man.
Kind of had the defense on their heels a little bit.
Yeah. Right out of the gate, man. We kind of felt like, especially when Coach Ledford wins a flip and takes the ball, I kind of felt like, you know, he probably had a few things under his sleeve that he was going to try to get a little momentum going early, which is what they were able to do. They threw a few wrinkles in at us, which everybody does, and so you got to settle your guys down. Had a great football player who made some plays early on, but as the game progressed, our defense settled down. Defense had a great stop down on the open end of the field on fourth down. That was huge for us, and then we came in at halftime, and I think we talked about this at one other time. What we were able to do at halftime was huge for the second half, and our guys just kind of the game slowing down for them. We just tweaked a few things and got our guys really a little bit more focused on some of the little wrinkles that they'd given us. And so really proud of the way they responded at halftime. And then our offense, man, you can't – I'm glad two's on our team.
Ketchmark's able to find Devontae.
Yes.
A huge, huge
How big
play.
Was that, man?
That was 84 yards.
Yeah.
Devontae said no defensive back can hold him.
Right.
Is that your thought?
Well, let's put it this way. We called it and we didn't blink our eyes. How's that? You know, it was one of those deals where it's there, let's go get it done. It don't matter if we're on the 3 or if we're on the 50. You know, it's there, let's go get it. We'll execute it, we'll make the play. And trusting our kids to be able to do that is huge. And it was a pretty fun play to watch.
Well, how much does that help your running game? I mean, Higgy was in the backfield as well, and as well as Desmond Rowland.
Well, you know how that is. You know, in this game, whether it's high school, college, or the NFL, you can't just be one-dimensional. You got to be able to do them both offensively. You got to be able to have a running game that's matched with your passing game. And it helps us a ton to be able to do that. You know, we have kind of relied a little bit more on our running game the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks. But Michael's progression and his, you know, stepping up and playing the way he did tonight, throwing the ball in some situations, it's going to help us a big time.
On special teams, you guys were able to put them in some holes. Green has a couple of big kicks that puts them back on the 5, 10-yard line.
Yeah, and then the onside, man, that was huge. Big time when we get the 15-yard penalty to shorten the field for us. Wouldn't have done us any good to kick it out of the back because they'd have maybe gained 15 yards. In that sense, that field position, it wasn't that big a deal. And we had it. It's something we've been working on for a while now. And we told the kids, you know, not just this week, but the last 4 or 5 weeks, if the opportunity arises, we're not just working on it in practice to work on it in practice. If it's there, we're going to use it. And, you know, that was a perfect opportunity. And our guys did a great job executing not just the kick with David, but the guys recovering it, the guys making their blocks, the ones that were assigned to a blocking assignment. Just nice execution. Great job by coaches getting them lined up right and then working it all week long and then the kids going out and executing it.
And that seemed to swing momentum right back in your favor.
Well, it was huge.
The game.
Yeah, that was a huge play right there. And, you know, I think we've talked about it before. Big games, you're not going to win or lose a game, big game, off of one play. It's 4, 5, 6, you know, multiple plays that kind of accumulate. And if you can win the majority of those key plays, you got a chance to win. And I think that was one of those key plays that fortunately we were able to win, you know. The other big, you know, the big one, the fumble down there at the end, that's huge, you know. That's a big-time play. Devontae's deal, that was huge. Desmond's run that popped, long one, that one's big. You know, so there's 5 or 6 plays that were huge, and we were fortunate enough to be on the top side of them, so.